under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Friday, November the 24th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate all you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. All systems are go. Engineering is working perfectly this morning. 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the radio station's website, the call letters, WCHY, were constant hits of yesteryear, WCHY.us. Podcast, listen on demand on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast, listen on demand anytime you want. Well, it was a horrible game. The Lions got their butts kicked again, seventh time in a row. They lost on Thanksgiving. For some reason, they just cannot win a game at home in Detroit at Ford Field on Thanksgiving Day. Boiled down to basically a pass that got elbow hit of the quarterback, Jared Goff. The ball was out of his hand before he threw it. It was a fumble. And the Lions stood there and allowed a Green Bay Packer to pick it up and run it in for a touchdown. They ended up losing 27-20. Was not a good game for the quarterback for the Lions, but the other quarterback, Jordan Love for Green Bay Packers, had the game of his life. I could not believe some of the passes that that guy made. Great game to watch. Not a good result for the Lions, but they're still 8-3, and we'll see where they go from there. Got a great show lined up for you today. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. We've got an interview in the third hour from 11:07 to 11:30. Chuck Richard is going to be on the show. He's a former secretary of both the 2nd Congressional District as well as Oceana County's GOP party. He ended up resigning both of those seats and has some thoughts about this coup d'etat that's coming up not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday, December 2nd, at the state committee meeting, where there is going to be a resolution attempted to be motioned, supported, and discussion and a vote to remove Christina Caramo as chair of the Michigan Republican Party. So Chuck's going to give us his thoughts in the third hour. We've got some wrap-up news coming out of Lansing this week. We're going to get that done. And then we're going to take off for Black Friday weekend. A bunch of honeydews to get done this weekend. I'm sure you got a lot to do as well. No lunch today. Steak and tomato reset after Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. Turkey dressing. Oh, yeah, yams. Pumpkin pie. Gained 2.5 pounds from yesterday's Thanksgiving Day dinner. So it's going to be a steak and tomato reset day today. No lunch, only steak and tomatoes tonight. We'll lose that 2.5 pounds and get back on track. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Well, the snow is on its way. Got a forecast here that I'm looking at saying lake effect snow. Bands could dump up to 6 inches on Sault Ste. Marie. If you're up in that neck of the area, Dr. Jeff Sault Animal Hospital area, give me a text and let me know if it's snowing up there. They're saying that the lake effect snow has sparked a winter weather advisory. It's going to start, according to this, it started last night, will continue into Friday afternoon. Sault Ste. Marie area could see up to 6 inches of snow on Friday. This is according to the meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Gaylord. Other areas is Traverse City, then heading east over to Grayling, north all the way to the Mackinac Bridge. That area could see perhaps 2 to 3 inches. Their eastern upper peninsula will also have a couple of inches, and Sault Ste. Marie could get 6. Central Chippewa County runs from 9 p.m. Thursday until 1 p.m. on Friday, so until an hour after the show today. So text me areas they're calling out specifically: Sugar Island, Kinross, Brimley, and Sault Ste. Marie. So let me know how things are going up in that area. Slippery roads, be very careful for pockets of ice. There's black ice out there. So greatly appreciate if you text me and let me know how things are in your area. One of the things that you've been hearing is about the snow tires and all-season tires over at Royal Tire in Petoskey. If you haven't done it yet, maybe you don't have to work today. Maybe it's a good opportunity to go over and see Eric and the boys there at Royal Tire in Petoskey, just north of the McLaren Hospital, right there on the curve. You can't miss it. Go in and tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Now, what I did is I went with the snow ice tires. They're called X by Michelin. Check the tread out on those bad boys. I put a set of winter wheels on it. I put the factory wheels and summer tires in storage. They're laying flat, stacked up, bagged up in plastic bags. Just bolt on the new winter wheels and snow ice tires. You don't have to bust them down and swap them out on your factory wheels. Go see Eric and the boys today. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Now, a couple of stories that caught my eye, and it's kind of interesting. The Democrats. This is very, very interesting. A multi-gazillionaire supposedly has offered one of the U.S. Senate candidates $20 million directly to his campaign and other forms of advertising. $20 million to U.S. Senate candidate Hill Harper. This millionaire wanted him to drop out of running for the U.S. Senate and to run against U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Detroit Democrat, down in the 12th Congressional District. Tlaib, who is of Palestinian heritage, has come under sharp criticism for her passionate support for creating a homeland for the Palestinian people there at the Gaza Strip of Israel. In a fundraising email to potential supporters, Harper said the donor pledged $10 million directly to his campaign and another $10 million in bundled campaign contributions. This was coming from a super PAC, and then $10 million coming from bundled individuals. Harper said, "They're dangling money and power in front of me. You watch movies and shows and imagine this is how politics works, but you never expect to actually receive a call like this. I will not be bossed, I will not be bought, and I will not be bullied," Hill Harper said. From Harper's point of view, this contributor is somebody who gives a lot of money to the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC. Republicans like Rick Snyder and super PACs designed to unseat progressives in Congress. He said they felt they wanted to use their money to get me to drop out of this U.S. Senate race against one of their candidates. That, of course, being the front runner, current Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin, Democrat from Holly. They believe their money can control the outcome of not just one, but two incredibly important elections here in Michigan, Harper wrote. I am one of the only U.S. Senate candidates who has called for a ceasefire, which, by the way, the vast majority of Michigan Democrats also want and support. Harper said he feels like he's made himself a target by turning down the money, but believes he can still win the Democratic primary by building an unprecedented grassroots movement and by holding true to the principles we believe in. The story broke Wednesday afternoon. Politico initially reporting the story at 12:36 p.m. after we went off the air on Wednesday. Less than an hour later, by 1:28 p.m., Harper sent out his fundraising email that started with, "There's an article that just came out, and I want you to hear the truth from me directly. I didn't intend for this to go public, but now that the story is broke, I owe it to all of you to tell you the whole story." So, again, money coming into politics. Surprise, surprise. But what's really interesting about this is that this is a PAC pledging $10 million in support along with $10 million in bundled private money. Stop and think about this, folks. The job, being a U.S. congressman, pays $170,000. That's what Congressman Jack Bergman and other congressmen get paid to be a congressman. Senators, slightly more. I believe their pay is around $192,000. Then you add in all the perks, the benefits, the per diems, the reimbursement for travel expenses, et cetera, their health care, and their retirement. You add all that in, it's north of $200,000 a year. Well, here's the bottom line. They want this guy to drop out of running for U.S. Senator and get him to primary challenge as a Democrat, because that's what Rashida Tlaib runs as, even though she's a communist socialist. She runs as a Democrat. They want him to take the $20 million and remove her from Congress. This is all on the Democrat side. Now, you understand, in Washington, D.C., the Democrats do not have the majority. The Republicans do. So this isn't like there's a net gain seat situation here. Got a text message. What's the name of that tire place again? Royal Tire in Petoskey. You definitely want to go over and see them. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Now, one of the things that we're looking at here is kind of interesting, because this AIPAC, American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, also in the story mention Republicans like Rick Snyder, because they have put together the HRCC here in Michigan, raising money to push their candidates next year in 2024. Everybody knows there's no love lost between Chuck Arandy and Rick Snyder. We had to push him, kicking and screaming, to sign Right to Work back in 2012. He did not want Right to Work brought up in 2012. He did not want it as part of the legislative agenda. He didn't want to sign it. But because of the coalition that Norm Hughes led, all the things and the pressure that we did, causing the UAW's Bob King to do a ballot proposal to memorialize forced, organized unionism in the state of Michigan, to put it into our state constitution where we could never pass Right to Work, well, it failed. And it failed hugely. And we got the data of the voting of the voting members of the state of Michigan, we the people, district by district. All 110 House districts, all 38 state Senate districts. And we used that data against the politicians. You see, people like Wayne Schmidt always use Right to Work as a threat against Democrats. Well, if you don't approve of this bill, if you do not become bipartisan with us, we'll pull out Right to Work. Well, we took that away from politicians like Wayne Schmidt. We got it passed in the House and the Senate. Snyder signed it. But he did not want to sign it. Another group that he is supportive of is the Muslims here in the state of Michigan. You notice you haven't heard Rick Snyder say anything about Rashida Tlaib's outcries wanting the Palestinian people to have their own homeland in Gaza, in Israel. The ceasefire, that I'm sorry, I don't think Bibi Netanyahu should have done it. But now the Democrats are calling for a permanent ceasefire. No, sorry, you guys attacked us. Hamas attacked us on October 7th. We are at war. And I'm not going to stop killing Hamas members. They wanted to eradicate Jews off the face of the earth. Well, they started this fight. I'm going to end it. I'm going to eradicate Hamas from the face of the earth. And he has been relentless in attacking Hamas leaders in Gaza. Has there been collateral damage? Yes. Has innocent women and children died? Yes. But that's the part of war, especially when your enemy hides behind the skirts of women to protect them. Because that's what basically these Hamas leaders have done. Well, they know where you're at, and the people around you are going to die. I feel bad for that, but guess what? Again, that is a true fact of war. Well, they want her gone. They want her out of Congress. They even took a vote to censor her. 20 Democrats supported it as well. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back. Michigan.